This is Marcy Spell, Mindset and Marketing Mentor. If you're feeling stuck in your business and you've been feeling stuck for more than, say, just a couple of days, then it's quite likely that it's your mindset that's getting in the way. When that's the problem, it's also the answer, because practical solutions will not get you out of a mindset slump. So today I'm going to share some of the signs and symptoms of how a problem with your mindset can be affecting your business. So first off, you can experience a feeling of keeping a lid on yourself. And so the way this shows up is your likes and your dislikes in your business are not super big or super strong. For example, you tolerate crap is a shorthand version of the way I think about this. So you might, for example, have a messy office that you put up with. You might have a door that doesn't shut tight. There might be something wrong with your computer or your phone or some other piece of technology, and you're just letting that slide. So those are examples of things you tolerate. There can also be other things that you tolerate, like, for example, people being late for calls or meetings with you, people somehow pushing the boundaries of what you expect with them, and you let them do that. So those are all examples of tolerating the crap. An example of not having really vivid likes on, you know, here in your business is where you want to have a dream and a vision. And when you're having mindset issues, that dream or vision can be very small. You're thinking, how do I just get to the next level? And I want to say, I mean, that is a valuable question, because if we spent all our time thinking about our big vision, we would not be able to put one foot in front of each other of the other and know what to do tomorrow. So this is definitely a valuable question. The problem is that that's the only place your attention goes. What do I need to do to just get to the next level? Because what that's leaving you disconnected from is the bigger vision of what could happen when you touch more people, when more lives are influenced by your passion, by your expertise, by your product or service. That can be life-changing, and staying in touch with that feeling, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do this in a bigger way? Wouldn't it be fun to help more people? Wouldn't it be fun to earn more money and have a bigger lifestyle that's more aligned with what I truly want? So there's a way in which your big vision can support you. And if you're experiencing mindset issues, you're really not in touch with the bigger vision. You're only focused on the immediate next goal. So that's one way mindset problems show up, keeping a lid on what you like and don't like, and nothing can be too big in either of those categories. Another way your mindset problems can show up is you have conflicting beliefs. So part of you wants your goal to make more money, to have more impact. And another part of you is thinking, hell no. If I make more money, then I won't be a good person. Or if I have a bigger impact, people will start talking about me. So when you have these conflicting ideas, usually the goals are coming from the analytical part of your brain, and the fears, the limiting beliefs are coming more from your unconscious. And when there's a conflict between the analytic side of you and the unconscious side will win. You will find it very hard to earn an abundant income when you're thinking, I want six figures, oh, and that might make me a bad person. it's very hard for you to build a bigger business and help way more people when you're thinking, if I really show up in this way, then other people are going to be upset and they'll start talking about me and there'll be some bad outcome. So conflicting beliefs is the second way mindset issues hold back your business. A third way that you can see your mindset, see that there's a mindset issue, is in the case where part of you knows what needs to be done. So part of you can look at your goals, look at your to-do list, and make sensible suggestions like, oh, my next step is to call so-and-so. My next step is to schedule an event. My next step is to send out an email promoting XYZ. Those are all sensible next steps that, again, the analytic part of your brain can easily come up with. And most likely, you've been in your business long enough that you understand how those things work. So it's not like you need more training in how to write or send that email or how to make that call or what you'll say when you get the other person on the end of the line. Okay, so far, so good. You know what to do. You know how to do it. And yet, you really can't move forward in doing it. And what the kinds of thoughts that might come into your mind are, well, sure, this works for other people, but I'm not sure I can do it. I'm not sure I can put on an event and have 20 people come. I'm not sure I can put on an event and have anybody come. It might not be possible for me to experience this. Or coming back to something I just talked about in terms of conflicting beliefs, sure, I could do that, but who knows what they'll think. Oh, if I call them now, that's not a good time. And if I call them at a bad time, they might get upset. I could call them, but gosh, they've just been so busy, and I know one of their kids are sick. Again, it's not a good time. So there can be a lot of fear of other people's reactions there. So that's another sign, knowing what to do and having an immediate reaction of, no, I can't do that because. Another kind of way that mindset problems show up is in inconsistent self-care. This is a point I always find really interesting, is that your self-care and your self-talk, both of them are pretty accurate reflections of where your mindset is at. It's very hard for you to have positive self-talk and great self-care and have a crappy mindset. And the reverse is true as well. It's very hard for you to have an abundant mindset and not be taking good care of yourself and being very judgmental in your self-talk. So these three things tend to kind of move up and down together in a way. And the great news about that is when one of them lifts, the other two are likely going to lift at the same time. So fourth way that your mindset can be showing up is inconsistent self-care, and then also that negative self-talk. So that's a pretty healthy discussion about some of the ways your mindset gets in your way. And the reason I'm sharing this is that problems with your mindset are often related to feelings of anxiety. And when you start to experience a lot of anxiety, you feel overwhelmed and your thinking gets really foggy. It's really hard for you to accurately understand what's happening. And it's hard for you to see what's happening, and it's hard for you to interpret what's happening. All of that is being created by the anxiety, which creates sort of a brain fog about your thinking. So that's why I am laying this out about some of the things that may be happening in your business. And if they are, these are signs of mindset issues. So let's say you've been listening to this and you're thinking, yes, some of this I did recognize. I might have a mindset issue. So what's the way out of this? First off, practical solutions typically do not resolve mindset issues. And by that, I mean, I'm a big learner. I know a ton of women in my community are big on learning. And you may be thinking, I just need to go to one more training on planning and scheduling. Or maybe I need to buy a new planner. That's always a good one, to buy something that will solve the problem. And usually that doesn't work because the problem is coming from the inside of your brain. And that's where you really have to focus your attention and energy on solutions. I did not understand this initially at the beginning of my business. And really, I think it took me a long time to get fully on board with this because I'm so in love with the idea of mind over matter. I'm so in love with the power of my big brain. I'm such a logical person. I kept thinking, well, surely if I spend more money on this excellent sounding coaching program I've just learned about, and then I do all that stuff, that will make a difference. And that part of my thought could have been right, you know, that there were excellent ideas in those coaching programs. That part was true. What I kept overlooking was that the limiting factor in my ability to implement what I was learning was always my mindset. So I could be presented with the blueprint to become, you know, a millionaire or a billionaire, and I wouldn't have been able to do it, no matter how accurate and detailed it was, because of my mindset. So I'm confident, I mean, I was just making notes on this earlier. I'm confident that I have invested at least $25,000 in coaching programs where I was, that were so 100% practical that I was really not able to implement very much of what I learned. Now, they did give me a lot of good intellectual understanding, and some of them, you know, gave me great ideas that I do use today, so I don't want to make it sound like that was money wasted. It wasn't totally down the drain. However, my expectation of what I would get out of that program was way out of line with what I actually could, because I was trying to ignore the fact that my mindset was the limiting factor. So in turn, I'm sharing that with you to say that if mindset is really affecting your business in a deep way, you want to look for potential solutions that address your mindset directly. Do not think that you can be in a 100% practical program and that that's going to be your answer, because that won't be focusing on the underlying cause. In general, the sort of categories that I recommend for as strategies to help you up-level your mindset, and I can only speak about this in a general sense, both for time limitations and because I may not know you personally, these general strategies include to up-level your mindset, increasing your connection to your inner guidance, becoming still and looking within. So this can include journaling, prayer, meditation, visualization. All those techniques are great. Increasing your connection to the divine, whatever that is for you, amping that up and doing it in a bigger way than you've done before. And then another, there is a practical aspect that's important, and that is to be very selective about the business practices that you're choosing to implement and make sure they really match your style. One of the things that is particularly prevalent in the direct selling world, and I think for other entrepreneurs as well, is that people who are highly successful are often very direct, very kind of dominant, and charismatic. And they give advice like, make a list of 100 people and start calling them. Talk to people in grocery stores, wherever you are. For other personality types, that advice doesn't work. So there are many, many ways to get to business success. It's not one size fits all. And you will waste time if you are trying to follow strategies that are that leave you feeling inauthentic, that are not a match for either your personality or your work style. Because the mindset issues come with so much fog and clarity, I am a huge believer in the power of getting outside support on this. I personally have not met anyone with a major mindset issue who successfully dealt with that 100% on their own. I think it takes sort of a support team to help you. I definitely have tried a whole lot of different strategies, and I might talk about that on a different call, what various of those strategies work. So, again, I've tried many strategies, and it's been through the wisdom of other people who are further along the journey than I was that I've gotten to where I am. And it's people who are further along than where I am right now who will help me on the next phase of my journey. So if this topic is really connecting with you, if you heard yourself in some of those situations I described, keeping a lid on yourself, on your likes and your dislikes, having conflicting beliefs about wanting your goals, your success, and fearing what will come along with that, knowing what needs to be done on a practical level and feeling yourself unable to do it, being inconsistent or having poor self-care and self-talk. If you hear yourself in those areas and you are ready to release the mindset issues, you're ready to release the brain fog to reduce the anxiety and the stress and to experience a simpler, easier way of building your business and success, then I invite you to contact me for a complimentary call, where we can explore in more detail what's happening right now in your business, what's getting in your way, and whether coaching together can support you to move forward and start to release that mindset, start to up-level your mindset from the less abundant mindset into something that is abundant and profitable, all of which gives you more ease and more joy in your life and business. If that complimentary call is right for you, then you can easily email me success@marciestahl.com and we'll set that up right away. My best wishes for your future expansion. Take care.